And the transformation of a third-ranked tensor is a little bit more complicated than a second-ranked tensor. But there's one case where it's pretty easy to see, and that's when the symmetry group includes inversion. So if the symmetry group includes inversion, inversion symmetry, the matrix looks like this, minus 1, minus 1, minus 1, like that. And this is just the same as minus 1. So if it includes inversion and you transform a third rank tensor, what you get is all of the elements are equal to minus themselves, which means they're all zero. So any crystal that has inversion in its symmetry group gives you all zeros for third rank tensors. And when you try this for second rank tensors, they don't become all zero because you transform with inversion and its inverse. The inversion is its own inverse. You multiply by minus one twice for second rank tensors, and it doesn't give you this effect. And this generalizes. So all first, fifth, seventh, first, third, fifth, seventh rank tensors are zero if there's inversion in the symmetry group. All of them are just zero. And that doesn't work for the second rank, the fourth rank tensors. These can be non-zero even if there's inversion in the symmetry group. So now we can look. I've got to go back to the web page. We can look at what the form of the first generating matrices. Okay, so here. I've got here the first rank tensors, and this column is yes or no if their inversion is included. So here, inversion is included, and the first rank tensors are all zero. Here, inversion is included, and the first rank tensors are all zero, and I slide past the second rank tensors to the third rank tensors, and in those two cases, third rank tensors are zero. So there's no piezoelectricity in the crystal classes where the third rank tensors are zero. This is just a general thing, and if you had a fifth rank tensor, they would also be zero for these crystal classes.